It's Financial Freedom Friday, and on this episode of the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, we are going to give you the Passive Investor's Tax Toolkit.
Hey Mavericks, this is Ava Baukamp, and this episode of Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks is brought to you by Legacy Impact Investors. We are an industrial investment firm located in cash flow country, the Midwest. We strive to shield off risk and beat inflation, all while producing predictable cash flow. We curate real estate investment opportunities for busy professionals and other real estate investors seeking passive income. To learn more about what we do and connect with me, go to www.legacyimpactinvestors.com.
Maverick, noun, unusual person, a visionary, leader, go-getter, an independent thinker. They see the vision for their life and pull that future towards them with an unyielding belief that things can and must be better. They achieve what most won't. Innovative, influential, daring, and direct, with a remarkably high tolerance for taking calculated risk. A foe to the status quo. This is Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks. Your host, Neil Timmons, has been involved with over $300 million in real estate transactions. He's a published author, commercial property investor, and real estate syndicator. This show is for those who want to learn how to earn passive income through real estate investing. Now, here's your host, Neil Timmons.
Welcome to the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, where we provide you with actionable steps to grow your passive income and become job optional. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and I'm here with Neil Timmons. During this episode, you are going to get the Passive Investor's Tax Toolkit. For those of you who are new, I'm your host, Ava Baukamp, and I love to educate investors about passive income from real estate. Before I open up today's episode, I want to ask you for a small favor. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the show so that you never miss a valuable episode. And if you love what you're hearing, we'd love a written review. Also, be sure to take a look at the description of this episode, as we have it packed with thousands of dollars in free resources. All right, Neil, it's another Financial Freedom Friday. Before we kick it off, I want to remind everyone that we are rolling out a series of live meetups, educational webinars with awesome guests, a wide range of topics that will be of interest to you as a passive investor. So we really want to open up our dialogue and our conversation to our audience so you can meet other like-minded investors, get to talk with Neil and I directly, speak to guests directly, get your questions answered. These are going to be once a month, beginning sometime end of February, beginning of March. And we want your feedback on what kinds of topics you're interested in us covering. So if you can go to agentoptional.com/feedback, let us know what you want to hear about. It'll take you 36 seconds to fill out the form. It's super easy. That's just agentoptional.com/feedback. Now, Neil, we're going to be talking about taxes today. Maybe it seems a little early, but we thought it was right up on time as passive investors prepare for tax season.
It's right here. It's coming up on us. It's January, but 1099s are due out this month. W-2s are due out. So it's right on us. It's time to get rolling and certainly giving some thought to those things that you can control at this point in time.
Absolutely. The IRS reported in 2022 that the average American as an individual spent 13 hours preparing their taxes, and for small businesses, a whopping 82 hours. So we wanted to help you maybe cut down some of that time. And so we've got about 7 to 8 tips for you in this Passive Investor Tax Toolkit. My first one is be aware of the Corporate Transparency Act. If this is new to you, you can Google it. There's tons of resources out there. But as a reminder, if you have an LLC or an entity, talk to your CPA and your attorney about the Corporate Transparency Act, any reporting requirements that you have. There are certain deadlines based on if it's an existing entity, one that's formed this year, but you'll need to be filing BOI reports, beneficial ownership reports, to your Secretary of State, similar office. There are some exemptions, but I would get working on that right away. So that's number one, is be prepared for new filings with the Corporate Transparency Act. Up next, number two, is to talk to your CPA now. And before you get there, compile a list of things so you don't forget to cover something. You can start with any investment into a deal that you made as a passive investor in 2023, any deals that you were in that sold in 2023, any ongoing passive investments you had in 2023, any tax law changes. Ask them to help you review if there are any tax law changes for your state. There might be a few things that you can take advantage of there. Any 1031 exchanges, if you are a real estate professional and you've been tracking hours, make sure you cover that with them. Any losses that you can carry over from previous years. So keep a running list, compile that ahead of time so you don't forget to cover anything. Neil, can you give us number three, a little list for passive investors?
Yeah, the big one for passive investors is K-1s will be out sometime in the next 60 days or so. So it's an item you want to make sure that comes. And this is a big one. And the reason for this is if you're into a deal, they have to issue a K-1. So a syndicator has to issue a K-1. And if they don't do their taxes on time, if they file an extension in that syndication, that means your K-1 is going to be delayed and you in turn may have to file an extension on your returns. So you want to be mindful of that. So you want to have that in your radar to know when those things are coming out and certainly communicate with your syndicator so they can set an expectation about when you should expect those. You know, there's different types of income that are going to be included on the K-1, right, Ava?
Yes.
You've got ordinary business income, rental income, interest income, qualified dividends, short-term, long-term gains. So there's a lot of things that can show up for you as a passive investor on a K-1, depending if you're new into the deal or maybe you came full cycle and you've sold the deal. So it's going to all report on your K-1. Are you a passive real estate investor seeking financial freedom? Well, today's market's unique and it's ever-changing. Now is the time to get educated on how to strategically invest in commercial real estate for long-term financial freedom. Grab your copy of How to Passively Invest in a Changing Economic Environment. Go to www.mavericksinvest.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that might show up, depreciation. What do you do with it as a passive investor? If you're a new passive investor, maybe you've heard the word thrown about and you're not quite sure what to do with it. Depreciation essentially lets you take a paper loss from that property, reducing your passive income, unless you are a real estate professional, even if the property is cash flow positive. So essentially, depreciation is the way that the IRS accounts for the fact that a building, a property is going to go through wear and tear. And over the course of ownership, some parts will need to be replaced. So we have standard depreciation on a commercial building that's 39 years. Those component parts can get depreciated evenly over that 39 years. That's standard depreciation. Neil, can you talk a little bit about accelerated depreciation and how that might impact a passive investor?
You bet. So we've talked a lot about cost segregation, and that ultimately what that will do is segregate, instead of just having all components depreciated over 39 years, it puts them into various buckets. So a perfect example is a roof and a carpet and your foundation aren't all going to last 39 years. So there's just a different schedule associated with that. And you're talking about accelerating that. So when you put some things in different buckets, let's say carpet for flooring, for example, it goes into a five-year bucket, it just gets depreciated faster. So you can accelerate that depreciation. It's all going to report out to you, the investor, on the same form, but you're just going to get more depreciation up front.
Yeah, great. Another thing in your passive investor tax toolkit is be aware of capital gains and losses. Capital gains occurs when you sell an asset or you participate in an asset that was sold for more than the cost basis, which is a fancy way of saying you made money on your investment. And the amount of tax that you'll pay will depend on how long you held that asset for. Short term, it's if you sold it, made profit in a year or less. Long term is over a year. And then capital losses occurs when you sell an asset for less, i.e. you lose money. Neil, any quick comments or suggestions on this point?
No, my comment would be back to what you said earlier, is talk to your accountant now. Accountants are not so busy in January. So when you're talking about capital gains, capital losses, what's my tax bracket, you should be having these conversations at this point. January, February, great times, because as soon as you roll into March, they are busy. It's tough to have their undivided attention, if you will. And so have the conversations now relative to all these things and certainly capital gains and losses.
Absolutely. Neil mentioned this earlier, but if you are in the position of needing to file an extension, that is an option. It's form 4868. It's the extension form for U.S. individual income tax returns. And this gives you a 6-month extension. This doesn't mean you get an extension to delay payment. So if you owe taxes April 15th and you don't pay, you'll still be subject to a late payment penalty. So be aware of that. But if you do need to file an extension, that is an option that's available to you. Up next, number 7 is just be cognizant of different accounts that you have and the way that taxes may or may not be a factor. The most common is if you invested in a syndication with an IRA, you're not going to be able to claim depreciation on that. So make sure you talk to your CPA, your accountant, and get a grasp on your tax situation. If you have some investment through an IRA, make sure you're not breaking any rules there and talk to them about how to appropriately categorize things. Neil, our last one, any other K-1 tips you have for passive investors?
You're going to want to understand them. And that means if you don't know it, ask, right? GTS it. Google that stuff. Use ChatGPT, or better off, talk to your accountant, talk to your CPA, talk to your advisor, and allow them to educate you on that. You know what? And if you're getting a K-1 from a syndicator, ask them the same thing. Book a call with them. Have a conversation. They should be able to explain to you what the K-1 looks like and why certain things fell into certain buckets.
Yep, that's great. Well, we hope this has been a helpful episode for you, a really quick run through to give you a passive investor toolkit so you can start preparing now to make tax season a breeze.
To our listeners, pat yourself on the back. You guys have made it to the end of the show, and most people never finish what they start. If you receive value from today's show, be sure to share it on LinkedIn, your Facebook page, or your social media platform of choice. Subscribe to never miss a valuable episode in the future. And if you found value in today's episode, give us a thumbs up with a positive review. If there's a particular topic you'd like to hear about, well, I want to hear from you. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn. The link to my profile is below in the show notes. You can connect with me there for more valuable content.